This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is revoking the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan, who served in the Obama administration. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced the decision at a White House briefing Wednesday. Sanders is citing Brennan's erratic conduct and behavior and accuses him of lying in wild outbursts. She also claims he's leveraged his status to make unfounded allegations. Sanders says Brennan isn't the only person whose security clearance is being considered for revocation.
He's also looking into the clearances of Comey, Clapper, Hayden, Rice, and McCabe.
Brennan has been deeply critical of Mr. Trump's conduct, calling his performance at a joint news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Finland nothing short of treasonous. A suicide bombing inside one of Kabul's educational institutions has killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens of others. A Kabul police spokesman said the attack happened late in the afternoon while students were attending classes. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. The Taliban has denied any involvement in Wednesday's blast. The U.S. on Wednesday sanctioned companies in China, Russia, and Singapore. All these companies, it says, were violating the trade embargo with North Korea, Washington's latest effort to keep pressure on Pyongyang to end its nuclear weapons development. The U.S. Treasury accused China's Dalian Sun Moon Star International Logistics Trading Company, along with its Singapore-based affiliate, of falsifying documents to ease illicit shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea that netted the companies more than $1 billion a year. Turkey on Wednesday announced tariff hikes on a range of U.S. goods in the latest back-and-forth move amid a deteriorating relationship between the two countries. The extra tariffs apply to imports of vehicles, alcohol, coal, rice, and cosmetics. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Italy continue searching for a second day through tons of broken concrete and twisted steel for more survivors and bodies after a bridge collapse killed at least 39 people. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Angelo Borelli, the head of Genoa's Civil Protection Department, says around 1,000 rescuers have been working since after the bridge collapsed on Tuesday to search for any possible missing persons. The collapse of Morandi Bridge sent dozens of cars and three trucks plunging as much as 150 feet as many Italian families were on the roads ahead of a popular national vacation period. Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has announced that three children are among the dead, and the Albanian authorities say two of their nationals lost their lives too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal prosecutors have wrapped up their closing arguments against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The government says the financial fraud case boils down to Mr. Manafort and his lies, saying greed and deception were behind his alleged efforts to hide millions of dollars from the IRS and then lie to banks to keep the money flowing. It's asking a federal jury outside Washington to convict Manafort on 18 felony counts of tax evasion and bank fraud.
That's AP Sagar Magani reporting. By the end of next month, the White House will have determined the maximum number of refugees that could be allowed into the United States in the coming fiscal year, which begins on October 1st. The letter to the president, signed by 270 local and state politicians from 42 of the 50 U.S. states, requested that 75,000 refugees be admitted in the coming fiscal year. But between the massive cuts to the program since Trump took office and the administration's repeated suspicions of refugees as a national security threat, the outlook is bleak for the decades-long program, which was, until last year, the most robust third-country resettlement program in the world. Some of the most active groups promoting refugee admissions organized the letter. That's Amnesty International USA, the International Refugee Assistance Project, which has been part of several lawsuits against the Trump administration. A terminal of Budapest Airport was briefly shut down late on Wednesday due to an overheated container carrying an isotope, according to a spokesman. He said the material damaging to health did not get into the environment. Passengers are perfectly safe. The terminal was shut down between 7:30 p.m. and about 10:30 p.m., and eight incoming and eight outgoing flights were affected, including those to Budapest Airport. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.